It was nice. Them days, we didn't have all the things you have nowadays. We used to have to go to school, walk to school, unless we'd, my dad would take us to school with the horse and buggy.
How far did you have to walk?
About a mile and a half. And I went to school, to Trombley School, I mean to management school till I was 7 years old. Then I went to St. Charles, and I went there till the eighth grade.
Did you go to high school?
No, I didn't go to high school.
What did you do on the farm when you were?
Well, I used to drive horses on the fork, you know, for hay, and work in the field and pull mustard and drive and shock wheat. We had to work in my day. We were nine of us in a family. Four girls and five boys. And we all had to work on the farm.
Pick berries
and pick potatoes.
Were you the oldest or youngest or?
No, I was Ed Ernest Homer. I was the fourth one. The fourth one in the family.
Fourth one in the family? What did you do for entertainment when you were a kid?
Go to the show, that's about all we had. Them days are old. Sharpstein Circus, we'd have.
No fishing or anything?
Oh yeah, go fishing, boat ride. I lived right by the water.
Yeah.
Used to go fishing, yeah.
What about in the winter? Did you go ice skating?
Oh yeah, in the winter time we'd skate, and I'd skate to school if the ice was good, you know.
What kind of subjects did you learn in school?
Different than what you do now. Reading and arithmetic and spelling. Altogether different than what you have. We didn't have nothing like that them days.
Did you have the same teacher for all your classes?
Yeah, yeah. No, not as you could start in the first grade, second.
Yeah, but
We had sisters then. Sisters, that's what we had. Then I had a different sister every time.
Do you remember the trolleys that went to Monroe?
I sure do. I used to take them to go and visit my uncle and aunt, Rose Feather, on the streetcar and come back home on the streetcar.
What was Monroe like during this
Very
time?
Very nice. Monroe was nice.
Downtown Monroe?
Huh?
Downtown Monroe?
Yeah. Better than what it is now. You didn't have to worry about parking and meter readers. And we had a Luna Pier down there. That was nice. We used to go to that.
Well, the trolley would take you right to there?
Yeah.
What did it cost to ride the trolley?
Oh, I don't remember. 15, 20 cents. I guess that's about all. Then they, maybe I went for a quarter.
Round trip or?
Yeah. Yes, I think it was around trip. Maybe that's quite a few years ago, but it was reasonable. I know that. that all now?
Oh, what was the first year you remember having a car?
Well, take about 5 or 6 years away from 29 when I told you 29. That would be what. About 1918, put it on there.
How did this change your life?
Very good. I told you, we didn't have to go with the horse and buggy. Yeah.
Did this give you freedom to go more places, or?
Yeah, well, we used to go to Monroe once a week, that's all, them days.
What, the shop?
Yeah, my dad used to take us to Monroe. So I got married. Then I got married in 1929. Things went different then.
How was the car different back then than they are now?
These are lots different. You know, they're all automatic, and I don't know.
What about safety?
Better made. Yeah,
safety?
More safety. Yes, we didn't have no signal light them days. You had to put your arm out and when you were going to turn or something. Yeah, they're more improved, yes, yeah.
You had no safety belts or anything?
No, no safety belt, no nothing, no.
How many people could a car hold back then?
Well, it all depends what kind of a car you had.
Oh.
They'd hold about five, three in the back and two in the front. If you had a sedan, you know.
How were the condition of the roads back then compared to now?
Muddy, muddy road. We didn't have no good roads. They're really nice now. Yeah, all pavement.
What did the Great Depression, what effect did the Great Depression have on your life?
Well, the banks went closed, I know that, but in 1933, Byron was born, and I had just bought a little rocking chair for him. The banks went closed. We didn't lose no money in them days, so everything was all right.
Was this the bank in Newport?
I think everything like that was. All the banks, but they didn't last long, though. Everything was okay, as far as I know. Because I know we didn't lose any money.
Did the price of food go up much, or?
Well, them days the food was plentiful, because you'd raise your own stuff, you know. Stuff was cheaper them days than what it is now, much cheaper.
What about, like, buying durable goods like cars and refrigerators back then? You didn't do too much of that.
We didn't have no refrigerator. We had an ice box, but Iceman had come put some ice in your refrigerator. That's the kind we had.
When'd you get your first electric refrigerator?
When I got married, mine anyhow. Not my dad. I remember when they got there. I don't know if we had one when I got married down there. I don't remember when we got the first one down home, but I remember when we got ours. It was in 1933, or we got ours. After I got married, I mean. But I don't remember when we got our first one to home. You said you're going to ask me the question.
Did you have any jobs when you were a kid?
That's right. I did housework when school was vacation. During vacation, I did housework, and then after I graduated from school, I worked at Turnston, worked at Island Matthew, and I worked housework for 2 years in Detroit off of Livernois. And I worked housework all the time.
How'd you get up to Detroit?
On the Greyhound. That's the Blue Goose them days. That's how we'd get there.
What'd you get? How much do you get paid for doing housework?
$10 a week. I get Thursday afternoon off. When I worked at Turnstead, I used to work piecework there.
How many hours a day did you work?
Well, how many hours you had to go to work at piecework? 9 o'clock, I think, from 3 or 4.
What, about 7 hours, 7, 8 hours?
About that, I think. You did housework, you'd get Thursday afternoon off, and then otherwise you'd work, you'd get off Saturday and Sunday, you'd have it all.
So you'd work 5 days, then?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you remember the St. Charles school burning down in 1923?
Yes, I remember it. That was my last year of school. My sister was going to school, and I lost all my books. All my books burnt. So I haven't had anything to remember by. That was an awful thing that happened.
Was this the day, did the Newport have a fire department back then, or?
No, not them days.
So they were relying on the Monroe to come all the way from Monroe?
Started in underneath the stairway, I guess, with some dust cloth. That's how it started. That's what they said. That was an awful loss, I'm telling you. Yeah.
What year did you get married?
I got married 1929, November the 19th, on my mother's birthday. and my sister's birthday, Vi. And we went to Washington, D.C. on my honeymoon and come back around Niagara Falls. Was gone a whole week.
We were
married 4 years before my first child was born, 1933. And Beverly, my daughter, was born 1936. Chester and I went together for 2 years and a half before we got married. And we celebrated our golden wedding in 1979. I lost my, Chester died in 1982. He was 83 years old. And I lost my daughter, Beverly, December the 20th, 19, she's been dead 5 years, but they were dead. 85, she died.
85, so it's going on, it'll be 6 this coming year.
Yeah, it'll be 6 this December. Now, she died 1985, 2 years after I lost my husband.
How did you travel to Washington, D.C. on your honeymoon?
We had a Chevrolet, a four-door Chevrolet. We motored in a car. Yeah. We'd stay in a tourist home. That's how we used it. Dollar a night, a good cost, yeah.
So like just like a boarding?
Yeah, tourist homes, you know. And one night we stayed in a hotel, and that's all. We were gone a whole week on our honeymoon. And when you get to Niagara Falls, we went through the shredded wheat building, and when we come out, they treat you with shredded wheat and bananas on the top. I'll never forget that. That was really nice.
Do you remember when you got your first TV?
About 1935.
What kind of effect did this have on your lives?
Well, you could watch TV. We didn't go to shows them days. I went to one show once, Mom, Pa, Kettle. I guess that's what it was them days. We walked out. We couldn't even finish the movie because we were so used to the TV.
What kind of shows were on TV back then?
They were nice. Vaudevilles or movie, you know, regular, you know,
no programs?
No, just it was all movies, you know. I don't know what you'd call that. It was all on stage, Yeah, that's it.
Plays?
Yeah. And movies too, yeah. They were worthwhile going and seeing, not so much singing. It was all, you know.
Was there any sporting events ever on TV back then, or?
A baseball, I guess, that's about all I remember. Ball game. I don't think they had bowling then, it was all ball game.
What kind of sports did you participate in when you were a kid? Did you ever play baseball or?
No, I didn't do nothing, me.
Bowling, nothing?
No, I never did nothing.
Do you ever remember going to Tiger Stadium?
Where?
Did you ever go to Tiger Stadium?
Someone to Detroit?
Yeah,
Detroit.
Oh, Tiger
yeah,
Stadium?
I've been up there, yeah.
When you were a kid?
Yeah. After I got married, not as a kid. Went to the circus tour, or what is that, the fair? Ain't that the fair they call the fair?
The Michigan State Fair?
Yeah, went there. We used to go to the one up that way too, the one I remember which one it is. Monroe had something too, them days. Circus they had. That's when we'd go, something like that. Oh, Sharkstein? Circus, yeah, that's when, the only thing we had them days, and I was kids.
Where'd they have this at?
Right in Newport.
Right
in town there. Big town of Newport.
Right where the fire station is?
Well, more in the field like there.
like, or what, like kind of where the park, your famous park,
yeah,
is?
Yeah, that's where Myers is and all that.
Oh,
that's
out there?
That's where it used to be.
Were they just, what, like a traveling circus?
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
They just go ahead town to town?
Yeah, that's right.
What do you remember about World War II?
I knew I lost. My nephew was ready to go, but the war quit and then he didn't have to go, but I lost two nice people who used to live across the street from me. Two little boys lost their life, and a branch of boy, my cousin, they lost their life in that war. And they brought one, they brought them back home, and it really was pitiful. In our parish, I know Father Lavoie said anymore, he said he don't know what he'd have done if any more of our parish would have got killed. It was pitiful.
Did you do any hunting when you were growing up?
No, I used to catch frogs. And we'd go all over and catch frogs, and then a man would come around and buy them for 25 cents a dozen. Yes, I did that in my day. My dad used to trap muskrat, and them days we had cattails, and I was born and raised by the water, and the muskrats would make great big cabins, and we'd trap them. And well, we'd sell the hide too. And that's when we used to sell the hide, for the muskrat hide. A man would come around and they'd buy him. You'd have to get so many before they'd come and buy him, you know.
Why did the man buy the frogs? What do you want with those?
I don't know what they used to do with them, but he'd come around and buy the frogs. I don't know if that was for some restaurant or something. Must have been. We'd catch them and put them in a barrel. And he'd come and buy them.
And the muskrat hides.
They come and buy them for coats. Yeah.
Did you ever have a muskrat coat or?
I had a northern seal once. I got fur coats. I know the name just as well as I know you, but you know you don't go through that every day no more. But that's where we went. I had a northern seal. 1954 upon it.
What kind of benefits were there back then for senior citizens?
We didn't have nothing. You had to be 62 years old before you could draw Social Security. We didn't have that when I was younger. So after we got married, then we had to wait till we were 62 years old. Then we started to get Social Security.
Well, I mean, there was like no like senior citizen clubs or?
Now we got senior citizen clubs. That's something we never had. Yet after I got married, we belonged to the senior citizen. 1967, we started to have senior citizen every Tuesday afternoon. I'm still going and I'm 86 years old. Just wait for that day to come. Ain't got nothing else to do.
How did you wash back then?
I got married, I used my mother used to have a wash machine in the garage with a motor on it. That's how we washed then. And then after I got married to my place, I didn't have no wash machine yet. I used to scrub my clothes on the washboard. And in 1933, my son was born, we went to Sears Roebuck in Detroit and got a boiler. And my first stove was an old electric chef.
What other appliances made life easier?
My refrigerator, well, we talked about that. The refrigerator, I got my first one, must have been when Beverly made her first communion, or Barney made his first communion.
What about the Sears and Roebuck catalog, do you remember? Remember getting off?
Yeah, I sure do. Yeah, when I was home, that's how we used to order our stuff, through the Sears catalog.
Anything?
And you still can get it, yeah.
How was farming different back then?
Well, a long time ago, we'd have to shock the corn, cut the corn by hand, and put it in shock it, you know. Then after we get all done, then we'd have to go husk it by hand. And then all the corn and put it in a corn crib. And then the wheat was the same thing. We cut the wheat with a binder, but then we'd have to shock it. It would all come in bunches, and then we'd shock it and haul it and put it in big, what would you call that?
Piles?
Stacks, like. And then first thing, after we'd get it all stacked up, then a trash machine would come and thrash it. Then we'd have to haul the wheat in the granary by hand. A bunch of men would come, and they would all come in bags, and they'd bring it in the granary and dump it in a bin. And that's the way it would stay, you know, till you get ready to sell it.
What'd you do with the corn in the corn crib?
The corn, we'd have a corn crib, yeah, put it in the corn crib.
Did you feed the animals with it, or?
Yeah, they feed the animals, that's right. And we'd have a sheller, and if you wanted to shell it, we'd shell it by hand. In a corn sheller, that's what we'd have. That's what we used to feed the chickens with that.
So instead of so you had to put in like now they got the combine this shell, you had to do it. You had to do it ear by ear?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, but that took a long time.
Yeah, yeah. It was all hand work them days. Yeah.
What about tractors? What were they like?
We didn't have no tractor when I was home. We had horses. We had team horses.
You used horses?
Yeah, that's how they used to plow and work all their ground with a team of horses. That's the way we did the work them days in my day. I don't even know if we had a tractor until I got married, I think. Then my dad had a tractor. We did after I was married. I know they had tractors them days. But Chester used to farm with the team of horses. They didn't have no tractor then. 1929 when I got married.
Planting everything with
yeah,
horses?
Yeah, they had team of horses. Because he'd have to stay home. He was the last one to come home here. He'd have to feed the horses and feed the cows. Milk the cows by hand. And a lot of cows. We used to sell milk by the gallon. We used to sell milk. They used to come around and pick the milk up in cans, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lady, she used to be a lady, she'd come around, pick the milk.
How did you pasteurize the milk, or did you kill the germs?
Oh, we didn't do that them days.
Wasn't real.
Drink it like that.
Like right from the tap?
Yeah. Yeah. I used to milk cows. I milked cows.
What kind of things did you have to go shopping for when you were a kid?
Well, we used to go and shop for clothes and maybe different kind of meat, because we used to raise our own pigs and chickens. We had our own chickens.
So had your eggs?
We had to go mostly for beef and stuff like that, because we didn't raise no steers.
No steers?
No. We had our own eggs. We used to go mostly for beef. It was. Kids, you know, like hot dogs, we used to get them good hot dogs on a string, and those with the skins on, those were good hot dogs. And sometimes a man would come from Rockwood, and we'd buy meat off of the truck. That was good too them days. We raised our own lard. We didn't have to go and buy no lard. We'd render our lard. Make all kinds of sausage out of a pig when we butcher. Blood sausage and pork sausage and salt pork. We had all that.
Well, why'd you make your own breads and stuff?
Oh, we'd make our own bread. You didn't go to buy bread or rolls of any kind, because you'd have all that.
What about cheese and butter and stuff like that?
We'd have cottage cheese and butter. We'd make all that. My mother used to churn. We'd have to churn them days. Make butter.
By hand,
yeah.
Sour cream too?
Yeah, sour cream, milk. Yeah, everything. Cottage cheese, all that was good. Yeah. Only we had our own egg, we had everything them days. Mostly for clothes we'd go shopping for, and different kind of meat, like I told you. Beef, mostly. You say that?
Just start talking about them.
Well, in my days, I know, when my mother had her babies, a lady would come over and deliver the babies.
No doctors?
Didn't have no doctor, not for some of them. Towards last, so then, you know, you'd have a doctor. And then when they died, they'd always bring the corpse in a house, in a home. We didn't have no undertaking. No. They were laid out in a home.
So you were born at home too, huh?
I was born home, yeah, yeah. I had an operation for appendicitis right in a home. Right on the dining room table. They took a board out in the middle, you know.
What'd they use for anesthetic?
A chloroform them days. Yeah, and then we had a doctor from Canada, but there was no hospital. Dr. Metcalf from Canada operated on me.
Right in your house?
Right in the home, on the dining room table. I was only 7 years old.
Where was the nearest hospital, or there wasn't, or?
That was Lawn Monroe then, afterwards, that was the nearest hospital. I don't know, I can't tell you what year that was, though, when we had an hospital. No, none of us going in then days.
How did you process your livestock on the farm?
When we butchered a steer or a cow, and then we butcher them right the home and cut, and then hang them up in our granary we had, and it stayed there. When we wanted a chunk of meat, we'd go out there and cut some off. And then for pigs, what we used to make our own salt pork and put it in a barrel. We'd have fresh salt pork all the time.
So you're talking about when you used to hang, this would be in the winter then, huh, when it was cold out?
In the winter, yeah, we'd have cold winters them days. We'd have snow be as high as the barn for here. We could walk on the snow, it was so hard.
So like the barn was just a huge icebox then?
Yeah. So that, we used to put the stuff hanging up in there and go, when we wanted some meat, with my dad go in there and cut it off.
What about if it was the winter for you? I mean, what about if it was the spring or summer, you wouldn't, would you?
In the summer, but then we had an ice box, you know, with ice in it. Mm-hmm. So we got a good electric refrigerator. We didn't have that in my day. We had an ice box, but an ice man would come along and put ice in it.
But what?
We used to make ice, too. When it was cold in the winter, they'd saw the ice and put it in an ice cabin, like. You know, we had a regular cab place for that. We'd stack it up and keep it all winter.
Well, how would you process like a pig during the summer? Would you have to?
We never butchered in the summer.
No, because of the heat?
Yeah, not them days.
You have nowhere to put the meat?
No, we never butchered in them. It was always around New Year's when we'd butcher. All the time a pig, butcher pig. And then we'd have all that to fix up around the holidays. My mother used to make meat pie, and boy, was they good. And blood pudding, whatever you call it. Egg cheese and pork sausage, I told you, we'd have to scrape all those intestines, you know, and then soak them in salt water. They'd get white, white, white. And we had a regular thing that you pass the meat through, you know, we had a regular grinder
with
of some
sausage.
Kind, yeah. Yeah, that's another thing we used to do. It was all work them days. They used to raise their own pigs them days, you know.
And how many did you have on?
Sometimes they get 10.
10?
8, 9 little pigs, you know, they used to raise their pigs.
And chicken, you used to raise chickens too?
We used to raise chickens and our own egg. We used to sell eggs, sell butter, sell eggs. To neighbors, you know, they'd come over. A lot of them, if they weren't farmers, they'd come over and buy buttermilk.
So and essentially...
Like I told you, we churned by hand. Jackie got that.
Do you remember the tornado of 1971?
We had a tornado that knocked our garage down on top of our car, and a brand new chicken coop we had Jim built. The tornado took that all apart, all over in the field, and a bunch of chickens, some of them were living and some were dead. My husband had to go and pick them all up, and we had to move them into another barn. That was the worst. We lost a car through that time. Trees uprooted. It was 20 minutes after 6 in the morning. Great big storm and a wind.
You lost your car, or was destroyed? Or?
The roof fell right on, the garage fell right on top of it. Everything flew in a pinion. That's about all I know now. The trees were uprooted and all that. I showed you that.
Well, this concludes our interview, and thank you for letting me interview you.
Okay, Brian?
Brent.
Brent? Yeah, nice having you, Brent. Good luck to you.
Thank you.